The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, earlier we were talking about using your white cane and the difficulties, the likes, the dislikes of using a white cane, the good things about it, the positives as well. Sarah's in Manchester and joins us now on the line. And Sarah, you've got a rather interesting story about using your white cane. Hi.
Hi, Steve.
So you took your white cane with you for the first time. You didn't use it, but you took it with you. Am I right?
No. I held it in my hand.
Have you used it before? Have you been trained on it? Have you just had one?
I've had one for 35 years. I haven't needed one. I was thinking about this the other day. I've needed one for 9 years, but I've never used one because I don't like them.
What is it you don't like?
I don't like the label that goes along with them.
Mm. Are you self-conscious with it?
Yeah, definitely.
Had you ever taken your cane out with you before?
I started taking it in a bag for about a year or so, but I've never actually brought it out to the world. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
Never seen the light of day.
But it did this week.
It did, yeah. Just because I was getting fed up with having to explain myself all the time, and I was just having a bad day, and I thought I can't be bothered with people asking me too many questions, so I just wanted to speak for me today.
And did it work?
Yes, it did. It did. Took it to the bank. The woman behind the counter was very nice. The only thing was she kept touching me. I don't know if that's...
that goes with the territory, I think, doesn't it?
I don't know if she thought she had the right to touch me then. Well, yeah, she kept stroking me. So, but yeah, I don't know. It just seemed to... I didn't feel as... I was conscious, but I didn't feel as worried about doing silly things that might make me look like I was doing them for other reasons. Like, you know, people think you're on drugs or you're ignorant or, you know, those type of things.
So the question is, the next time you go out with your white cane and you take it with you, do you think you might open up and use it?
Honestly, oh, this is going to sound a bit negative, but no. I think that's going to take me a while. It took me so long to get to that stage. I think it's going to take me a while to... I think it's going to take me a while now to feel comfortable just having it as like an accessory. and, you know, and just putting it down in front of people on desks and stuff like that. I mean, it's only a symbol cane anyway. It's not actually a working cane. Is that what you call them?
Yeah, well, yeah, long cane, yeah. But actually, yeah. You know, even so, it still carries with it... The knowledge from other people, I guess, that, you know, you have got a slight impairment and that you may need some help. And if you do, when you ask for it, that hopefully will understand why you're asking.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a very brave thing to take the cane out. And, you know, I've had personal experience of that myself. You know, it is difficult going out for the first time with it. I think our listeners will agree with that one. Sarah, I wish you well with it. Hopefully you will at one point be able to use the cane fully, and I'd be interested to hear what your thoughts are on that when the time comes.
Okay.
Thanks, Sarah. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Stephen. Bye.
Well, if you want to comment on what Sarah said, if you have a view on that, then please do email in weeklyconnect@rnib.org.uk. You can also send us a recording of your thoughts do that through the Voice Memos app on your iPhone. There's a podcast about it on the Audio Boom feed. Do check that out at audioboom.com or on your smart device.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.